Mountain Vista United Methodist Church. We are a Christ-centered community drawn together by the powerful and wonderful Holy Spirit so that we can experience and express and expand God's love through Jesus Christ. So let's take a moment and let's just prepare our own hearts for worship with this opening prayer. God of grace and God of glory, shine upon us as we reflect upon the shining light of your love. Reveal your presence here as we sing songs of the angelic chorus, as we hear words of prophets of old. Through your songs and your stories, remind us of your incarnate love, born as a tiny child named Jesus. In the light of your glory and grace, we pray. Amen. Oh, my goodness. So let's take a breath, and I'm just going to open this up in a prayer before the message. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts that are gathered here this evening be acceptable to you, O Lord. You are our rock and our Redeemer, our Savior, and we are grateful. Amen. Amen. We've been doing a sermon series for the 4 weeks leading up to tonight, and it's been called Under Wraps, a season of joy, the gift that none of us ever expected that happened thousands and thousands of years ago. You know, when you think about it, there's no time of the year like the Christmas season, when ordinary time and space are taken over by a sense of wonder and reverence and merriment. Even though Christmas time is often filled with busyness, activities, stress, cookies, sugar, parties, more cookies, sugar, coffee, but at the very heart of the season, it is joy. That contagious, infectious joy that we see in our children when they come down those stairs on Christmas morning. Can you all see an image of either yourself or a sibling or a child? That contagious, infectious joy. And that is what it should be all about. For Christmas is meant to be the celebration of the one who came to give us life. For Christmas is meant to be the celebration of the one who came to set us free. And folks, that is a reason for joy. A joy so indescribable that you can feel it in the depths of your bone kind of joy. And you know what? No one is more joyful than God himself. Because Christmas is about God getting his kids back. In Luke's gospel in chapter 15, regardless if you read the Bible or study it, probably all of us know the story, the parable that Jesus tells about the father's joy through the story of the prodigal son, a young man who is lost and yet found again, bored and restless. The young man decides to leave his home, to leave his family, to leave everything he knew behind him. And he burned all the bridges as he went. And he goes off to lead the self-indulgent, decadent life that he desires, that he wants. But in the end, he was worn out by all of his own bad choices and failed dreams. And you know what he realized at that very moment? He realized in order to survive, he must go home. He must go home and beg his father for forgiveness. It's a hard one, isn't it, to ask somebody else to forgive us? And so the young man, he must go home. And he asks his father for forgiveness. The scripture reads like this in Luke in chapter 15. And it says, so he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. Can you just imagine the scene as a parent or a grandparent or maybe an aunt or an uncle, and somebody has left the family and you wonder about them, you're scared for them, and they've gone off, but you have that hope inside of your heart, and you're waiting every day. And that father never, ever gave up hope that his son would return. And so while the son was still a long way off, his father saw him. Can you imagine his joy at that moment? We all would recognize our child's silhouette from far, far away. And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick! Quick, bring me the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet and bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast. Let's celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." All of us are children of God, each and every single one of us. As children of God, we have all sinned. Each and every single one of us, all of us have sinned, and we've all have gone on our own way. Beginning in the very Garden of Eden, in the beginning, that we have rejected the good things of our Father in order to pursue our own desires, our own wills, our own lusts, our own wants. Our sin has separated us from God, and we couldn't make our way back to Him. How many of us have tried? I have. I've tried to be my own savior. I have been so lost. And yet the Father is there waiting with open arms. You see, God made a way for us. God made a way for all of us to go back and to be in the very presence of God the Father Almighty. To be back into the Garden of Eden, the way things were designed to be from the very, very beginning. That it was our sin that separated us from God, and we couldn't make our way back to Him. So God made a way. And folks, He sent Jesus to earth to rescue us and welcome us home as His beloved children. I remember when I first came to faith, I did not know why the pastor would talk about why we needed a savior. I never understood. I don't need to be saved. I'm fine all on my own. I'm doing just fine. I'm so glad that God never lets us all by ourselves for long. Because you know what? Each and every single one of us needs a Savior. And that is why we come and we gather on Christmas Eve. You see, on the very first Christmas day, God was certainly joyful because He was getting His children back. You see, Jesus is the bridge back into God's presence. That God was joyful for getting His children back, His from the beginning rescue plan set into motion. And He couldn't contain His excitement. He couldn't keep it inside. And so what did He do? He just had to tell somebody. And so He sent His angels to proclaim the good news. The shepherds. There were sheep herders camping in the neighborhood. They had set up night watches over their sheep, and then suddenly God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed all around them. They were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody, everyone, worldwide. A Savior has just been born in David's town, a Savior who is Messiah, a Savior who is Master, a Savior who is our Lord. And this is what you are to look for, a baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." And at once the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing God's praises. Glory to God in the heavenly heights, peace to men and women on earth who please Him. Rejoicing that Christ is born. All of heaven was rejoicing that day, for the joy was birthed into the world, the light was birthed into the darkness, and we've never been the same since. God, in the form of a tiny baby, was sent to rescue all of us, to be our Savior. Folks, it is through Jesus Christ that God revealed to us who He was and is. It is through Jesus Christ that we are able to joyfully receive this wonderful gift of God's love and mercy, which he is so pleased to give us. He doesn't force himself on anyone. We all are invited. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Folks, because of God's great gift to us, God himself wrapped up in Jesus, we can rejoice at Christmas time at his great love for us. Somebody here that tonight might need to be reminded that how much God loves you, how much that he loves you no matter what you have or have not done, that God loves you no matter what. You could just put fill in the blank, because many of us can very easily recall that God is faithful. And we can rejoice at Christmas time for his love for us. He never, ever gives up pursuing us, desiring us, wanting us. And he always is loving us. So folks, we can be free to unwrap God's great gifts with bold joy and wonder and celebration, eager to show off this wonderful gift that he gives to each of us. We can run to the Father whose arms are open wide, welcoming us home, waiting for us just to turn his direction. We can wholeheartedly sing joy to the world, the Lord is come. It is a gift. It is a gift. You know, at this special time, God welcomes each of us home, home to a special gift that is just for us. But here's the thing. We have to unwrap it. Bless you. We have to unwrap it. We have to say yes. We have to accept. The gift is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Folks, we can experience true joy when we say yes to having that relationship and unwrapping the gift, because God loves us so much, he sent his only son, not only to be born here as our Lord and Savior, but to go to the cross and die for us. God is jealous, and he wants all of us. God is jealous, and he wants our whole hearts. God is jealous, and he wants our full attention. And yet God is so faithful. He is so faithful to us, even when we have turned away, even when we have been the ones that have been unfaithful. And God waits expectantly. Just like the prodigal father, the prodigal son in that story, the father is waiting to see his son on the horizon. He's waiting to grab a hold and hug him. He's waiting for him. And that is what God waits for us expectantly. And I don't know about you, but I am grateful that he had to wait a long time before I was able to let go of all of myself and to turn and realize I really did need a savior. God made a way for us, and he sent Jesus to earth to rescue us and to welcome us home as his beloved children. The gift is here. All you have to do is unwrap it. The gift is here. All you have to do is unwrap it. You see, those of us who have already unwrapped this gift, we celebrate with you. We invite you to share in the joy of knowing God loves you more than you can even comprehend with your mind. God loves you today and tomorrow and forever and ever and ever. So what can you expect after we unwrap this gift? A life of deep joy? Yes. Does that mean that everything is easy? No. Does that mean you'll never have any obstacles? No. Does that mean there might still be some testing and some stretching and getting uncomfortable in your skin because you're following Christ, you're trying to be distinct? Yes. That joy is so unexplainable unless you truly accept that gift in Christ and that relationship. The journey begins then. The journey begins then. A journey that will take you to places that you have never imagined. We know as we live in Utah that there's a high depression. We know that our kids suffer and adults suffer. We know that there is suicide that is in our communities, in our neighborhoods, and in our families. And I have a young man who's in high school. He's attempted a few times. He's gone to counseling. He has his parents involved. He announced to his family, "I'm an atheist. I'm tired of everything being so hard." And he's been struggling, and we've been praying, and he still is making some poor choices. He's been coming to worship again, to the adult worship. He's been attending some of the youth activities. He's been attending some of the youth Sunday school. And when I see him in the worship, he sits up and he is listening. And I just pray as I'm speaking. And this morning, the family went somewhere else for Christmas, and the mom texts me and said that, "You know what? My son said something amazing to me today. He said, 'Mom, I've been thinking about all my stuff. And ever since I announced out loud that I'm an atheist, my life has gone downhill.'" And he got out his third grade Bible and started reading it again. You know, all of us need a Savior. All of us. And the older we are, the more things that we have struggled with in our lives. And I'm so grateful that God never, ever, ever gives up. And we don't come to church because we have all the answers. We come to church because we don't. And we need a family. We need to know that we are loved. We need to know that love of the Savior, the one that God sent in flesh to live among us and to dwell among us. So folks, tonight God says, "I'm here." Tonight God says, "I'm here." Tonight God says, "I've been waiting for you." Tonight God says, "I'm here. I've been waiting for you and I love you." He might be saying, "Do you hear me?" God says, "I'm here." God says, "I've been waiting for you and I love you. Welcome home. Welcome home, son and daughter. You are my beloved children." So as we bow our head and think about these words and think about this story and how it relates to us in our own context, in our own families, in our own places of where we struggle and how we want that deep joy. Oh, loving God, thank you. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only son, Jesus, to rescue us, to be the Savior. God, thank you for making a way for us to come home and then welcoming us as your beloved sons and daughters. And fill us with such wonder and joy and excitement, this good news, that we are always eager to share it with others. May we all rejoice in the precious gift of Jesus, God under wraps, not only at Christmas time, but each and every day of the year. Amen. Amen.